So I look over there. I look over here, mm-hmm. and there's, you know, walking into the bar, who do I see?
Who's that?
A Chinese guy.
No.
A rabbi. A Jew.
Yeah.
A fucking different Chinese guy. A
different type of Chinese guy?
A different type of Chinese guy.
Okay.
And then...
So far we have two Chinese guys, a rabbi, and a Jew.
Jew, a couple of Jews, rabbis, and two Chinese guys.
Yeah.
And fucking three Jews.
So there's three Jews.
Two Chinese guys. And they're all in this big fucking argument.
Yes.
And
you've walked into the bar and you see this.
You know what? It's two Jews.
Two Jews.
There's two Jewish rabbis.
Okay.
And two Chinese guys. And yes. The Jews are standing across from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chinese guys are next to the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jews are saying to you, like, $20. You want this? $20.
Uh-huh.
And he's pointing to the Chinese guy.
Right.
And there's a Chinese guy next to him. And the other Jew's like, I can't afford it. Maybe $10. And he's trying to haggle down to buy a second Chinese guy. And I'm like, fellas, you can't be selling Chinese slaves in here.
Right. This is a bar.
And the look on my face when I realize that it's not two different Chinese guys. It's one Chinese guy and one Jew is selling a mirror.
Wow.
To another Jewish guy.
So and there's no Chinese guy?
There is a Chinese guy standing next to the one
he just
buying.
Is he friends with the Jews or he's just around?
He's just looking at the mirror. He's just
there. Okay.
He's just there. And there's a Chinese guy, and his reflection appeared to me at the time.
To be another Chinese
To be
guy.
A complete... I didn't want to be racist. I assumed there were two Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jews were just
selling
a mirror to one another.
Right.
Not Chinese slaves.
And this was at the bar.
This was at the bar. It's an old joke. It's an old Navy joke.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, my grandfather would tell it.
Right.
When he was in the Navy.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
What do you think they would do to a couple of Jews and a Chinese guy if they caught him at a bar back in the day?
Back in the 1940s?
Yeah.
Well, you've heard the term bar backing.
I have.
A lot of people don't know where that comes from.
Where might that be?
But a bar back tip. What does a bar back do again? They bring.
I think they're like the busboy of bartenders.
Yes, they bring the dirty glasses back to the dishwasher.
Basically.
Well, what the word used to be buck breaking.
Uh-huh.
And they would get, you know, a younger man kidnapped from Africa.
Right.
And his job would be to shadow a bartender.
And
to learn how to become more of like a Lenny Kravitz style black guy.
Mm.
Like an affable sort of bartender.
Who plays guitar.
In the South, you know, because everything was slave labor. All the bartenders were slaves.
So they had to teach them how to listen to their
problems. They all had the bar back. And they had to learn how to become. And so you're saying.
Polish a glass, be like, what's wrong with you, mister?
Yeah, and then you can say, well, what does this have to do with what they would do to a Chinese guy
and a Jew.
Chinese guy and Jew back in olden times.
And, sometimes you didn't have black people.
And
you had to settle for Jews.
Well, no, that was still illegal. In fact, most of the slaves were owned by Jewish people, statistically.
Right. That's the thing a lot of people aren't talking about.
A lot of people aren't talking about that. And that's why, thankfully, we have the Chinese to do the math to show us that was actually the case.
Right.
Because think about it. Here's the thing that's true about statistics.
Yes. And finally we're having this conversation.
Because in terms of absolute numbers, yes, more white people are killed by the police than black people. But what's more, the black people are only 12% of the population.
Exactly.
So that means that 100% of the people being killed by police are black.
That's not exactly how that works.
But it's something like that.
It's close.
Yeah. But in terms of absolute numbers, it's yes. Same way in the South, yes, more white people own slaves. But statistically
speaking, the
Jews were paying less. They were haggling down per slave.
Per slave.
So in terms of dollar value spent on slaves, in terms of non-cheap value,
mm-hmm.
in terms of real, it's the Jewish people's fault. Slavery.
Yeah. And that has something to do with buck breaking.
And Because
can I tell you?
They would say, they do. We go, why are you breaking my buck here?
You're breaking my buck.
I would, you know, I give you a dollar. You're saying $1.50. It's like, well, then there's change, and then I have to buy another slave to carry the change back to the bank.
Right, right.
You're breaking my buck here.
Oh, because I would have guessed.
And then they would say, you know what? Maybe I'll open a bar and teach them to be bartenders. And that's the story of...
That's Cheers.
That's Abe Saperstein, the founder of the Harlem Globetrotters.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's huge. My guess would have been the Navy guys would have fucked the Jew and the Chinese guy in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would have thought. Yeah. I had no idea there was all this complex history.
There often is. When you explore history, it's everybody's looking for a simple story.
Right. Everyone's looking for Occam's razor.
Yeah. And that's,
which, by the way, I used to shave my balls.
That's not how... Yeah. Oh, yeah. This episode is sponsored by Occam's razor.
If you want the cleanest... nut shave you've ever had in your life, go to occamsrazor.pussy.
What were we talking about? Slavery?
Chinese, Jews.
Chinese. History.
History.
History is a very good topic for a podcast.
Yep.
And that's the kind of the pivot we're going to start doing. This is now...
We found Dan Carlin and we made him suck our cocks at gunpoint.
And today is the history of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah. My favorite image with the Harlem Globetrotters is I thought it'd be really funny to take like a video of the Harlem Globetrotters, you know, and it's like
Day Out at the Fair is the name of that song.
Day Out at the Fair?
Day Out at the Fair. It was there's actually lyrics to it.
Interesting.
It's like a jazz song before, and the lyrics are, you know, it's like the ice cream song. They're extremely racist.
Right, I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, my idea
was out at the fair. We spot a couple of fellas up to no good.
Up to no good.
Got a little fight, and my mom got scared. Said, you're moving to Bel Air. And then I got to Bel Air, and it was filled with Jews. And as a black man, they're my natural enemy. Because they pit me against the other races. They use me as a cudgel to beat over the head of the white man. And that, yeah. And then they use that for the Harlem Globetrotters.
You know, I would have to say in probably the 30s, that's actually probably considered progressive to see that.
Yeah, probably.
My idea with the Harlem Globetrotters.
The Harlem Globetrotters was actually originally a black and Chinese. It was like the whole setup. It was... there was a Chinese, the part of the play was that it wasn't, because they're not from Harlem, they're from Chicago. A lot of people don't know that.
That's news to me as well.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Really?
Yeah, the Harlem Globetrotters are from Chicago. They had actually never played in Harlem until 40 years after the team started.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you
until
believe
the 1960s.
That kind of stuff?
But it was originally, this part is also true. A Chinese thing.
Yeah.
And it was called the Harlem Globetrotters.
Harlem.
And it was a Chinese guy, and he's like, oh, I can't see. I'm too Chinese. I can't see Harlem Globetrotters.
And he's so...
He's looking at
them. He's wondering if they're Globetrotters. Harlem.
Yes. They're too dark.
So it was originally a group of, I guess, still black guys that were just...
Yeah,
globe trotting, not basketball, or they are basketball players.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But the
Harlem Globetrotters.
Harlem Globetrotters, mm-hmm. And he's wondering if they're globetrotters.
He just wants to.
And so people would buy tickets to watch this man try and figure out if they're globetrotters.
Well, yeah, then they'd be like dunking on him, and he'd be like looking for his glasses.
Right.
And his feet were bound, so he'd be kind of stumbling all over the court.
Right. Right.
And be setting picks and shoving him to the ground.
Yep. Yep.
It's kind of like a fun little like hate crime sort of thing.
That's fun. That is fun.
Yeah.
But it was Chinese owned, so it was they were making all the money.
Yeah, just like today's current NBA.
Right. That's right. Fucking Chairman LeBron sucking off Mao's bald little nuts.
Mm.
So my idea, to go back to what I was saying about the Harlem Globetrotters, is I thought it would be really funny to intersperse a five black guys on one white woman gangbang with the Harlem Globetrotters music. Yeah. We're like, yeah. It's like in the middle.
That, you could very easily add that music to pornography, and I don't know why that hasn't been done
it's,
yet.
It's, I think it would be the funniest.
That's
thing.
Very funny.
Yeah, yeah.
We're out of the fair. There's probably a couple of guys up in the good. Now we're in Bel Air.
We're in Bel Air and we're bashing some Jews.
Uncle Phil.
Get me my shovel.
Uncle Phil is doesn't have enough of that hood stinking him to say anything to these people. He's trying to keep quiet, but not me, Will. From West Philadelphia, I can say what I want. What are they going to do? Send me back to Philadelphia.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm an anti-Semite, but it's more of a Philadelphia thing than a black thing.
I just happen to be black.
Now it's Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Philadelphia.
I hate Jews.
I hate Jews.
I'm tired of Jews.
And Jerry anti-Semitefeld.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
He's they like, control the media.
I'm the one that did it. I'm the one that did Gaza.
I did 9/11. Yeah. I blamed it on the Saudis.
Yeah, something like that.
Welcome, everyone, to This is Nick and Stav's Day Out.
Yeah.
No Adam. We went and got ramen.
Got ramen. We just ate an entire box of Milano double dark chocolate.
Without Adam here to make us feel bad about our bodies because he weighs 92 pounds,
yeah,
we went off.
Adam's in Costa Rica probably eating like a cracker made out of compost called like Mom's. Mom's cracker. Mother cracker.
The mother cracker.
Mother cracker of Gaia. And it's made out of dog shit and...
There's a one sprig of rosemary on it.
And like skin shavings off like an Indian woman's foot.
Yeah, nice.
And he's like, it's actually really good.
It's actually got a lot of umami.
It's got a lot of fucked me in my ass.
Fucked me.
Yeah.
Before we really start to get cooking, I want to tell the good people of Rochester, New York, to buy tickets to see me at Carlson Comedy this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm there 5 shows. Buy some fucking tickets. Once these are all sold, I can announce my whole tour coming up. Maybe check stavi.biz for tickets.
Carlson, New York, was that Will?
Yeah. Will, I'm a faggot.
Will, I'm wearing prep clothes.
Yes, exactly.
And he's like, damn.
It's not unusual to get fucked inside your ass.
Damn, Carlson.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Damn, Gina.
Damn, Gina. You know what I watched yesterday? What? Big Mama's House 2.
Damn, should I get all of Martin on the DVD box set?
Without question.
I don't know why I haven't done that yet.
Martin rocks, dude.
Yeah. I love that the Martin logo is just now the symbol of Pan-Africanism. That you go around shirts, it's like 400 years, no reparations, no. And then it's in you just expect to see Martin Lawrence's face.
Yeah. I'm trying to see Bruh Man.
Mm-hmm. I remember the later seasons of Martin when they had the little Martin animation.
The little weird animation. That was fucked. That was in the weird it was kind of like the PJs. It almost looked like the PJs.
But there was no reason for it. It's like, well, that's not on the show.
No.
Yeah.
It was just stylistic to say, we've got a budget now.
Yeah.
We're moving on up.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah, it's a pretty good lunch. You guys missed out on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking it'd be pretty funny to go to what's that pizza, Spumoni Gardens, and be like,
I'm full, but now I'm thinking about it, and it's like I would love to just have one more slice.
Yeah,
of Spumoni Gardens.
I'm quickly approaching Goku. I'm going Super Saiyan right now, and I fear what I'm going to do when I get home.
Yeah.
You know? Like I've been shaken out of a slumber. I've been awoken out of a slumber with our lunch and our eating of these cookies.
Well, I quit smoking this week, so I figured
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Might as well kill myself a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because the thing is, I've already gotten in the best shape I could possibly get.
Yep.
I've done the diets. And You still feel like shit. Yeah. You still want to kill yourself. So it's like, why do anything?
Yeah, you don't have to. You're in a good enough shape where you could just, you could live your life eating like shit. One day eating good, back and forth, being fine.
Yeah, I mean, the key is to, you get, what you really want to do is like change what you want to align with like what's probably best for you. Mm-hmm. Rather than being a constant cycle of abstaining and then binging or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, who am I? The fucking Dalai Lama? That's not going to happen.
What, I'm going to sit fucking cross-legged and go,
Yeah.
No.
What am I? A couple of guys walking into a bar and one of them's actually a mirror?
Yeah. That's not you.
Yeah.
You're a regular-ass guy.
Mm-hmm. There was a guy that, there used to be this, like, a contest in Austin, the funniest person in Austin. There was a guy that went up and did it one time, and he blanked halfway through, and he started, like, telling some bar joke that he was clearly making up on the spot.
Oh, no.
Like, it was, like, clear that that's what was happening.
Yeah.
And so meandering and so bad that when he finally got to the punchline, which was absurd and nonsensical and didn't make any sense, he got, like, a standing ovation.
What?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Did he win?
No. No, he lives here now, and he's an extra on like every cop show.
Nice, respect.
And he's been doing that for like 10 years.
I actually heard you won funniest person in Austin because you showed everyone your penis.
I did,
and everyone was like,
"They're like, that's the biggest clown I've ever
no,
seen."
No, 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 that's not it.
They're like,
that's not what happened.
Yeah, I'm thinking about what happened now.
No, I actually know that's not what happened.
Yeah, no, I'm imagining.
I just checked the news, Austin Daily Chronicle.
Yeah.
And it had world's smallest but funniest penis.
Oh, wins, you're doing Austin.
Wins Austin.
Oh, you're on your way
no,
to
no,
Austin.
No, I'm reading. I just told you I'm reading the Austin Daily
Chronicle.
Which
came today that you got today?
No.
It's Austin from, Daily Chronicle that has only been a newspaper for a year.
It's from you. No, it's from so when it's you only, were there.
No.
It's the Austin Daily Chronicle from covering the comedy section. The I'm flipping to the comedy section.
The only papers they had were Office Space and fucking Slacker. Those are the two.
No, I'm looking.
When I lived there.
That's not true. You just were too drunk to know.
I know. I read the news.
I just went to the microfiche. And
I was one of the only guys in Austin that that actually read the news.
That's not true. But anyway, yeah. I'm at the Austin Daily Chronicle. I'm reading it, and it says right here, Nick Mullen crowned funniest person in Austin for one of the most minuscule penises ever seen. One woman in the audience asked, is that a man's penis or is that half of a steamed muscle?
Well, for starters, you're holding the newspaper upside down.
I'm not. Hold on.
Oh, so you had to correct it because
no,
you were holding
I'm showing. Down. I was like.
Know that noise? That's the classic that's turning the paper around noise. I'd recognize that noise anywhere, pal. That's especially a Texan newspaper.
And you know what? I was holding. I actually just changed my mind. I was holding it upside down, but I'm really good at reading upside down.
Yeah, because you kiss guys like Spider-Man.
No, I don't. No.
Because you had a date in the rain. And you had to.
Why would I have to read? Even if that's true, let's say I do kiss guys like Spider-Man. How would that help me read upside
because
down?
Because you have to read the instructions on their zipper to remove their pants.
You said kiss, not suck off.
That's the type of kissing.
And by the way,
that's
if I was gay, I would have. And I'm not.
It's
by
a
the
type
way,
of kissing.
I guess technically, it's a type. I will concede that sucking cock is a type of kissing. Mm. Fine. In the spirit of building. Building some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Common ground.
Like the artist, R.I.P. Prince, famously said, I'm going to tongue kiss you on your other lips.
That's true.
And he meant
a man's penis is not another set of lips. He meant a woman's pussy.
No.
And honestly, that's the kind of kissing upside down I would do, by the way, because I don't kiss my boyfriend upside down because I don't have one.
Yeah.
But if I was gay, I wouldn't need instructions.
Because
I would know how to suck cock intuitively.
Yeah.
So checkmate, pal. You did win. You did win because having a little dick in Austin.
No.
Yeah. Well, then disprove me.
It was over for you as soon as you proved you didn't know how to read the newspaper.
Excuse me?
Once again, Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes, though.
Yeah.
You suck it. It's your penis, dear Watson. It's in my ass.
Yeah. Well, that's no. But you're Watson.
You. I'm not
except
Watson.
It's what's
you're
on,
Sherlock Holmes.
What's on that guy's pant? What's that tiny crumb? Probably from his big fat lunch on his pants. No. Oh, it's his dick.
No.
That's what's on his pants.
I'm not Sherlock or Watson.
His tiny crumb.
Okay? I'm a different guy.
His tiny crumb
I'm
dick.
Not involved in that kind of shit at all. That's the kind of shit you're into.
No.
I mean, you're Sherlock Holmes, though.
No.
And what's on your fucking mouth is Watson's penis.
I'm sure. Lock your door, bitch. I still have a gun. And I can wait. I can wait as long as I need.
You're that guy, too. You're both that guy and Sherlock Holmes,
I can
though.
Wait as long as I need to put a gun directly in your face. Brought to you by MacWeldon.com. MacWeldon is the premium supplier of simple fabrics for simple-minded folks who shit themselves and need special underwear.
Mm-hmm.
The three-pack of Daily Jersey Super Underwear fucking... $29-something-dollars.com.
$29-something-dollars.com. Go there and type in Mac Weldon in the search bar.
Mac Weldon. You go to Lycos, hotbot.com. Type in Mac Weldon, give me the money, special Jerry Maguire discount.
Yep.
And to access a premium 1998 version of the website that sucks your dick for a change.
That's right. How for too long have we been sucking these websites' cocks?
For too long. Now we go to, I went to MacWeldon.com right now, and they have, look at this. This is cute. They have a little accessibility button down on the bottom in case you're a fucking retard. So seizure safe profile. Let's turn that on.
Turn that on. Because they do a lot of flash animations with
vision
boxers.
Impaired. We're going to turn that on. Cognitive disability profile.
Turn that on big time.
Yeah,
Nick.
Literally, they have a retard. It's I guess you're too retarded to buy underwear normally.
And what does it say now?
It says
underwear good.
No, it doesn't change anything. Our best-selling silver underwear now in a luxe limited edition collection. Silver never felt so soft. You're going way too. This
what
is
if
not,
you click the? What
this
if
is
you
not
click,
retard safe.
What if you click the cognitive disability button? And everything's just $7 more expensive.
Yeah,
they're like, no, it's good.
Yeah, buy underwear.
buy underwear. It's worth it.
Feel good underwear. All right, let's see. What else? Cognitive ADHD friendly.
Hysterical.
Blind users. Oh, here we go.
Oh, blind. That's good. Yeah, now our listeners can listen to the.
This
website.
Is perfect. This is. I think we just found a better way to use to do the ad reads.
Come on, do something, blind website.
I mean, I don't understand how this is supposed to. It could possibly work. Yeah. It's still a website. You still have to click the thing.
Well, doesn't it just, if you're blind, won't it describe shit to you?
Yeah.
Here's a piece of underwear, and you can see a guy's hot cock
this
underneath it.
Adjust the website to be compatible with screen readers such as JAWS, NVDA, VoiceOver, and TalkBack.
Well, that's fucking gay.
A screen reader software is installed on the blind user's computer and smartphone. Because they're too stupid to...
Is that what the Mac Weldon website says?
Well, it's. I think this is just... this is just the penis.
So that's just Google?
This is just... This is like. This is probably some like the fucking thing you just add to your website's code.
Gotcha.
And then it like... So I doubt they wrote all this. Vision impaired profile.
What do you think of this? What if instead of a mouse, a traditional mouse, there was a dildo that you sucked on?
That would be cool. They tried that.
And if you suck it twice, it's double clicking.
They tried the trackball for a while. That was an old way to use a computer. Remember the trackball?
I remember the trackball.
You'd have to be some kind of genius to use one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be like, I'm a commander in a data center.
Yep.
And I'm looking up pornography.
Yes.
On my 1985 Macintosh Lisa.
We did have a weird Macintosh. I guess he was uncle by marriage, who nobody liked.
Mm-hmm. He's a pedophile.
He wasn't a pedophile, but we're pretty sure he was cheating on my aunt.
Yeah.
And he was a little bitch.
Yeah.
But he brought us an old-ass Macintosh, and I would just, like, it had a trackball, I believe.
Yeah.
And I would just go, there was no programs or anything on it. It was like the dictionary. I would go and just like read the dictionary on the computer when I was like 7 and be like.
I remember seeing like some print advertisement or something with like a computer with a trackball when I was a kid. And I was like, I had some like weird fixation on like the idea of like a home office in like 1985. That was like burned into my head. But the idea of a trackball and like.
As being like the height of luxury?
Not the height of luxury. I just don't know what it was. Like having a glass office somewhere in the middle of the city.
Mm-hmm. Glass.
A glass. Fully glass office in Midtown. The trackball. And then like a floor lamp. Like one of those like steel floor lamps that cranes over. And it's like the half
dome.
Yes,
of course, of course.
It looks like a street lamp or something. And I remember even as a child imagining myself as some like disaffected person with like they're just that computer and a glass office being like, what am I doing with my life?
That's so funny.
It's very weird. Yeah, because I mean like early. Yeah. I don't know, like when I was like five.
Yeah.
I was like, yep, that's how it would be.
That's like how Wayne Gretzky, they tell that story of when Wayne Gretzky was like a 3-year-old.
Uh-huh.
He would sit. He couldn't speak yet. He was like two maybe even. He couldn't speak. And he would just, whenever hockey was on, he would watch hockey.
Oh.
And whenever they would turn it off or the hockey game was over, he would just start crying.
He would piss him, shit himself.
He would just shit.
At MacWeldon.com.
At MacWeldon.com. And because he was wearing baby, special baby underwear
special
from
baby
Mac,
knit.
MacWeldon.
Let's at least pay attention to the read for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
MacWeldon, they offer premium everything.
Everything nice over 18-hour
jersey boxer brief comes in.
I'm wearing some right now. My cock feels awesome.
Comes in 4+5 colors. I have not done laundry, and I accidentally wiped in a lot of my underwear recently.
Yeah. And he doesn't smell like shit, folks.
By scratching. And I'm due for, I need to buy more MacWeldon underwear so I can finally throw out the rest of.
The ones that are shit covered?
All my diarrhea.
Your shit rag underwear?
Yeah, I'm wearing a bathing suit right now, actually.
Nice. I love that move. I haven't pulled that for a while.
They got the ace sweat pant for a cool...
If you're asexual. If you don't get pussy, you don't get dick, but it's your choice.
If you're a cool guy who goes by ace, it comes in rapist green, Laurel Canyon. Oh, sorry, infantry is the color of the...
Right.
Of the green one. Gray heather, total eclipse blue.
Total eclipse of my cock.
True black, Chinese yellow.
No.
Denim blue.
It doesn't come in that.
Charcoal heather and asphalt.
Ass fuck, more like it.
Gay fault. The ace hooded sweatshirt. This looks nice too. It's it. My thing is I have to like snap because I would just wear all the same clothes from one company at once, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tempted to do that with this stuff, but.
Yeah. Maybe you should.
No, I can't do it. You got to mix it up.
No.
You should buy all the clothes and then buy clothes from elsewhere to mix it with.
Folks, don't listen to Nick. Buy everything from MacWeldon.
Buy everything.
And use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20.
Here we got some reviews from the hoodie. It fits well and is warm from James H. I like it a lot, says Peng Kai R. Joseph M. says it fits great. He loves the sweatshirts. He's got three of them at this point.
That's awesome.
They're comfy, they fit great, and they look better. I have been arrested for child pornography.
He
and
said
I'm going
that?
To kill myself.
But what about the hoodie?
From Joseph M. Mm. Jeffrey S. 4 stars, not 5.
Interesting.
But then he says, you'll want another one, my new go-to sweatshirt. Stitching is plenty strong, so for the last fabric is surprisingly smooth and soft. Why'd you give it 4 stars then, Jeffrey?
You fucking prick.
Fucking this is womanly behavior from Jeffrey.
Oh, if you read on, actually, it actually says, he says, only 4 stars because one of the threads got caught and I was identified by the police and arrested for rape.
Yeah, listen to this.
Because they traced me to my hoodie.
Hood drawstrings are a bit too long.
Get the fuck out
what
of here.
What a bitch move.
Oh, you want your fucking drawstrings lost.
Oh, the strings are too long. The strings are too long that my weak baby arms can't fucking... How about
strings
this?
Strings are too long, your prick is too short.
How about this, Jeffrey S.? Kill yourself.
That would be awesome to
and
hear.
And the rest of you, you can go to MacWeldon.com, use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20. Often we forget one of them, try it out.
And if it's neither of those... Try something else.
Try something else to get 20% off. You don't have to sign up for the MacWeldon loyalty program. The
Meckleburgs.
MacWeldon Blue.
The MacWeldon Blue Ball Special.
There's a lot of blue shit with all these fucking sponsors. It's hard for me to keep track of who's blue and who's underwear. And
are you just mean the blue... loyalty thing, and then also Another company that we work with who's not purchasing right now.
This is that guy, Montgomery Blue, that I do business with sometimes.
That guy. The guy in the Blue Man Group that fucks you in the ass for
$5. That guy, Blue Montgomery, sends me that liquor he makes in his bathtub that we give out to fans.
Yep.
To test it out on him to see if it kills him.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Yep, Montgomery Blue.
Yeah, there's Adam Blue, a dog for $20 one time. Remember when we got $20 from that guy?
Yep.
In exchange for he got to watch Adam suck a dog's dick.
Mm-hmm.
That happened, and he did it at MacWeldon.com.
That is, if you buy enough clothing from MacWeldon.com, you get to unlock that video of Adam sucking off a cocker spaniel.
I was trying to check the promo code, but every time I click on a thing I want, it says that they're out of stock, which means they're very popular.
Which means you better get to this fucking website post-haste, you fucking idiot.
T-shirts and Henleys. Here we go. The Pima crew neck. This looks good, dude. I see. Imagine.
Love that.
Look at this handsome model of color.
He does happen to be a black gentleman.
Yeah.
And I'll fuck him just the same.
I see these clothes and I'm like, man, imagine if I was somebody that could go have a nice time. So yeah. I buy the shirt imagining I'll be like that
guy. Smiling.
And then I put it on, and then I just eat a bunch of Tramadol on my couch. And that's it's like that. You can do that at MacWeldon.com. Promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20. The silver line.
I feel like it's Cumtown.
Silver line of anti guy.
Yeah, antimicrobial shit.
Here we go.
They got silver in their underwear.
Here you go. Check out.
Your cock is fucking nestled by precious metals. What else could you ask for?
$50, you get free shipping.
With the blue program.
No, it just looks like regular.
Wow.
Log in for Weldon Blue Perks. I just want to see where they put the promo code in. But you're right. It's probably Cumtown.
I'm pretty positive it's Cumtown because I'll tell you this. I am a customer, folks.
Yeah.
Some people will send us free
shit.
Someone
call them a bustomer.
I'm a bustomer. I bust in these. I have come inside of these. I've probably gotten my dick sucked. With Mack Weldon's pulled down around my waist, I would say 4 or 5 times minimum.
Wait, what do you mean pulled down around your waist?
Well, you know, a girl pulls your cock out of your fucking underwear.
But do you know where your waist is? You, like, don't have a waist, so you just don't understand the concept?
I have a waist. Yeah. Or I guess pulled down around my ass. I don't know. Wherever you pull down underwear.
You can't pull down underwear down to your waist.
I guess it is at your waist. I don't know why we got to be the semantics crew all of a fucking sudden, all right?
No, it's just very funny.
My cock is pulled out of these back. The point is, whether they're on my waist or they're under my ass cheeks or right under my balls or whatever the fuck, I have gotten my dick sucked with, or around my ankles, frankly. One time recently, I was standing up and my pants and shorts, I was wearing khaki shorts, were pulled down.
I like to do the move where you pull your shit out from the leg of the pant.
No.
Yeah.
You pull your cock out of the leg?
Well, if you're wearing shorts, yeah.
Come on. That's too, it bunches up.
No, it doesn't. You just move
just
it off
unzip.
The side. I don't have, my legs aren't fat.
Masculine?
I mean, if you want to call it that.
Look at these fucking gams, bro. That's fucking muscle, dude.
Yeah, I guess it sounds... What it sounds like is somebody that doesn't know how to read a newspaper.
Look at that. No, I know how to read the Austin Daily Chronicle, and you're in there. You're in there from showing people your little ass dick at fucking Cap City Comedy Club.
Don't say the name of where I did it. Now they're going to look it up and ask.
And it's going to be real.
The one thing I really don't want to happen is a bunch of people to call Cap City and ask to see my penis. If there's one thing I would hate.
I think it's closed. I think it closed during the pandemic.
Then call whatever the box office is for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival and ask to see my penis. If people were doing that, I would just be heartbroken.
Ask if it's true that Nick won Austin's funniest person
for having
show,
the smallest
for having
dick.
The smallest dick anyone's ever seen.
If people were calling up Moon Tower incessantly and asking that over and over again, boy, that would just sour my nuts. That would make me so piping red hot.
But yeah, go to Mack Weldon. Did we finish this? Or
I think
done?
So, yeah.
All right.
Go to MackWeldon.com and check out penis code, come town penis.
Mm-hmm. Thank God we wrapped that up.
Yeah. That was without Adam here to, you know, tap on his watch to let us know that we're running out of time.
Well, to let us know
that he has to get to the story about how somebody complimented him.
Come on, Kat, it's your chance to be on the podcast. Meow. I've really only heard this bitch meow a couple times.
Meow.
Yeah, I mean, she is pretty loud.
Come on, bitch, say something.
For the listeners at home, we're holding the microphone up to the cat. This is now a cat podcast.
Yep.
For all the fat women that fucking won't leave us alone.
Yeah. We get nothing. We get emails.
It's just this show, the audience is 98% fat women who sing along to Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Begging for more cats on the show.
Yeah, they're like, I would have liked it if it was more ham.
You're right. I loved it. It was a great musical, but there wasn't enough ham.
I thought there was more ham, and I thought that I feel represented in the word ton that appears in the end of it.
Dude, we should go see In the Heights.
I'm going to write a musical called Ben Franklin, Big Fat Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a musical, but Ben Franklin, you cast like a, you know, like a Lindy West type.
Mm-hmm. He would be a fat woman?
Yeah.
It's gender bending?
Yeah. Nice. And it's like, inventing shit is my passion.
Getting pussy in France is cool, too.
I love to how about a kite, and there's a key, and on the key touches electricity, and I learned that you can use electricity to make a fucking piano.
And
the Constitution is fucking, that's when we passed the law of 1887 that said that you have the right to get your dick sucked. Dude, damn, this shit is so gay.
I know, dude.
I know it's like, I shouldn't still be mad about
it. It's passé to call it gay.
I know,
but yes.
God damn, dude.
It is fucking annoying.
Have you ever heard of the Declaration of Independence? The greatest minds of the Enlightenment coming together to create democracy.
Fuck up.
Everybody is
the
evil.
Founding fathers can suck my little dick as far as
except
I'm concerned.
Except for taxation.
Taxation is good.
Taxation is suck my penisation.
Taxation without representation makes me fucking pissed off.
Mm-hmm. What are some Hamilton songs? Let's just go through. We'll just rip on Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton sucked my fucking little dick. He pulled out my penis and he sucked it.
Oh, here we go. In the Heights, original motion picture soundtrack. We'll do that.
Nice. Okay. I would listen. If the woman...
Lights up on Washington Heights, up at the break of day, I wake up and I got this little punk I gotta chase away. Pop the grate at the crack of dawn, sing while I wipe down the awning.
Hey, good morning.
Ice cold piragua, palcha, piragua, cherry, strawberry, and just for today, I got my mate.
Oye, piragüero, ¿cómo estás?
I can't listen to musicals unless I'm...
I am Usnavi, and you probably never heard my name. Reports of my fame are greatly exaggerated. Exacerbated
this just
by
sounds
the
like Hamilton to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it is Lin-Manuel, Little Quick Rando.
From the single Greatest Place in the Caribbean, Dominican Republic. I love it. So this is kind of racist, right? Yeah. At the beginning. It's
you're saying it's better than Haiti?
Yeah, he's a DR supremacist. There's also like a surprising dearth of Latinx of coloría salsa in the movie.
That's what I've heard.
So it's colorist.
I've heard it's colorist.
Jesus, I'm jealous of it and beyond that. Ever since my folks passed on, I haven't gone back to the... So he hasn't been back to the DR since his parents died. Goddamn, I got to get on that. The milk has gone bad. Hold up just a second. Why isn't everything in the fridge warm and tepid? So I guess he owns a bodega.
Hmm.
And
so he's a landlord.
Yeah. So the premise of the yeah, he's a landlord, and AOC has called the AOC's press office. Is like she's coming by. She needs to have Oyo Como Va on when she goes in there to order her chachito.
Yeah.
And if Oyo Como Va isn't on, then guess what? Donald Trump's going to become president again.
And it's your fault.
And it's your fault. And he's going to making like faggot Sesame Street songs for NPR liberals illegal.
You'll have to be a fucking substitute drama teacher again.
Yeah. It would be funny if there was like a Guatemalan guy that did this kind of shit. Like if Lin-Manuel Miranda had been Guatemalan.
Yeah.
And it was like, waking up in the morning, waiting outside of Home Depot.
Yeah.
I'm 5'1". I'm the tallest of my people. But what am I going to have for lunch? Probably fucking McDonald's again. Probably just fucking McDonald's. I'm probably like 17 years old, but I look 37 because I've got cancer from cutting MDF without a mask. Earning $15 a day. Goddamn, I wish I was dead.
Yep.
My wife looks just like me. Ethnically, I'm closer related to Winnie the Pooh than anybody from South America.
My wife looks just like me. My wife looks like me with long hair. She's basically exactly like me, but with a ponytail.
Yeah, we're the same motherfucker. And our clothes are for fat children. When I put on my Tigger denim jean jacket, I know that everybody's laughing at me and my dumbass culture, which ceased to exist, dried up somewhere on the border, crossing. I lost half my family, and now I'm happily faggotry.
There it is.
Yeah, happily faggotry, engaged in gay sex with another guy who looks like me in the back of the day laboring van.
Mm-hmm.
I got my man, we're doing a little Brokeback Mountain, except it's more like a hill.
Mm.
Brokeback Mound.
Brokeback slight elevation.
Yeah.
Having gay sex on my vacation.
Having gay sex on my permanent vacation to America. I came here for opportunity, but all I did was find out that I was kind of gay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That would be a much. I would go see that musical.
I would love to see the musical about a gay Guatemalan man.
In the parking lot.
In the Home Depot parking lot.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been back to Guatemala since my entire family was killed by the cartel.
Yeah.
And Kamala Harris told me not to come.
Fuck Kamala. I'm a fuck.
Joke's
that.
On her. I wasn't going to come anyways until I found out I was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Because he comes here and he realizes that there's women that don't look like his wife.
Right.
And
he still doesn't want to fuck them. And he's like, well, I guess I'm gay then.
I guess I'm gay.
I thought the only reason I didn't want to get pussy was because my wife was ugly. Mm-hmm. But if she had a cock, I would suck it.
Yeah. And then like the contractor character, I've done this joke before.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it on Broadway, the contractor character is like a 30-foot tall pair of like legs and Timberlands walks onto the set.
Right.
Like Muppet Babies.
Yes. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander Hamilton sucked my fucking penis. Mm-hmm. Made me suck his dick, and then I fucking.
Or you do like the Rocky Horror Latino show.
Okay, I'm listening.
And it's like the Dominican Republic. What happens there? Can you suck dick? At the Dominican Republic, we're all sucking penis. Do they let you suck dick? I don't care where I go, as long as I can suck dick.
As long as I can suck it.
I'm trying to suck dick. The Rocky Horror Latino. I was eating beans and rice, even though they were gonna fuck me in the ass later. Even though they fucked me in my penis. Shit. If something about Super Specious.
Super Specious. I love smoking kratom and getting my ass fucked.
You don't smoke the kratom, you drink it.
I love drinking kratom almost as much as I love drinking cum.
Super Speciosa, which they've asked us to stop saying it because I'm saying it wrong, I guess.
Okay.
I guess I'm not doing it the way Lin-Manuel Miranda would say it.
Speciosa.
Look, they had to literally put it in like phonetics for me.
Okay,
speciosa is pronounced Speciosa.
That's how we've been saying it.
Speciosa.
Speciosa.
Pussiosa. Pussy. How about that? Why don't you call super pussy give me, sir?
Super give me pussa.
Super give me pussa. You can, here we go. We got a promo code, but we also have a direct URL you can use. GetSuperLeaf.com/cumtown.
Wow.
Have you ever had it? So easy. Kratom is pronounced K-R-A-Y-T-U-M.
Kratom.
I guess that's how you spell the pronunciation.
Yep.
Scenarios. Oh, shit. I wasn't supposed to read that. Kratom gives your whole body energy, but for some people, it's like coffee for your cock or your vagina.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Which, famously, coffee does not work on your...
Well, maybe not for you.
Does it work for you?
I put my dick in there and it sucks it up like an aardvark.
Yeah. Super Speciosa could energize you too. So anyways, let's just... If you don't know what Kratom is, it's like some kind of fucking South East Asia.
Yep.
The kind of the spidery part of South Asia.
Yeah.
So China, but snakes and spiders.
There's
and
Chinese snakes.
And kicks boxing.
And that's what, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why the plants are even more fucking awesome.
Their plants are wicked cool, because they got to compete with the
snakes and the kickboxers.
Yeah, so it's a type of poison from Southeast Asia that you dry out the leaves and you chew on it. There's a couple of different strains. And if you go to GetSuperLeaf.com, I'm sure they explain it to you. They sent me a bunch of the bags and...
Yep.
I'll be quite honest with you. I kind of just mixed it all, dude. Mm-hmm. I consolidated all of it. And then you drink it, and it makes you chill the fuck out.
Love to chill out. And they have some of the highest quality shit in the whole goddamn universe, okay? Yeah. Finely milled, handled with care.
Mm-hmm.
They got fucking... They weigh in heat.
I had not actually been a Kratom guy prior to that. I got it, and every woman I know was like, that stuff's bad.
Which means it's good.
And I tried it, and I think it's good.
A woman says it's bad, it's good.
Well, I think the women were getting the garbage stuff, because they don't know about cool shit like Super Speciosa. As guys, they're always the first on the scene.
That's so fucking true.
First on the scene of a crime.
So true.
All culture filters down from straight white men who are drug addicts.
Absolutely correct.
We invented everything. Fucking rock and roll, Reservoir Dogs, Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, my dick. My dick is fucking hard.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
I'm fucking gay.
Lamborghinis.
That's us for sure.
Lamborghinis is us. World War II facts.
Mm-hmm.
Bagpipes.
Mm-hmm. Boondock Saints.
These were all things guys, brave men, explorers of the mind, invented while fucked up on Kratom from GetSuperLeaf.com. Yep.
They lab test their shit. Okay.
The movie Men of Honor, that's something that belongs, that's our culture.
That's male culture.
That's male stuff. Let's see a woman have honor.
What else? Training Day?
The movie Training Day. There's a scene where Ethan Hawke eats Kratom. He gets tricked into eating Kratom by Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And then Denzel Washington famously tries to convince Latinos. Latino culture that he was in the Heights diddling one of the children.
Right.
And then they find...
And then not only does he not, but they actually find him to be cool because he's done Kratom.
Dude, that movie's awesome.
It's one of the best movies.
Go to GetSuperLeaf.com and use promo code Training Day to download a copy of Training Day off their website with a free purchase. Every time you purchase...
Yep.
3.5 ounces, or however, whatever the bag.
Yeah.
It comes in a bag of the dirt.
Yes, it does.
Which is, I prefer kind of the dirt. Actually, you know what? Because they had capsules, too. And the capsules are nice, because you just keep popping them.
Pop them right in.
What I would really like is if they had peanut M&Ms.
That would be awesome.
But they met me in the middle, they heard my complaints, and they said, how about we give you a free copy of the movie Training Day?
Yes.
With every order. And you do that. You go there, use promo code Cumtown, and you can download Training Day. Or take the Kratom and then just stare at a wall and remember the movie Training Day.
Which is just as good.
Which is just as good because Kratom...
If, you know what? If not better.
Kratom is one of those stare at the wall and feel heavy and kind of nauseous supplements. Mm-hmm. Which is the kind that is perfect for me to get out of bed and face this disgusting fucking world that... you know, nobody wants to live in.
Of course. Unless you have super leaf.
Super leaf. Super
Speciosa.
Speciosa.
That makes life worth living, folks. So get that.
Here we go. Are you an aging millennial? New aches and pains? Kratom is great for pain relief. That's the thing. If you hurt your back, pull a muscle from all that fucking.
Which I do. I have done.
Yeah. I've never hurt my... I got a Charlie horse in my ass one time that made me come inside of somebody. And Kratom helps with that.
Your friend Charlie Horse,
yeah,
was in your ass.
Yes. No.
You mean,
and I certainly
you mean
hope,
because a guy's cock was in your ass, you came in the other guy's ass that you were fucking.
I'm certainly hope people don't call the Moon Tower Comedy Festival and demand to see the video of me getting fucked in the ass by Charlie Horse.
Charlie Horse fucked Nick in the ass.
Yeah, that would drive me insane. If people trolled me in such a way. If you're only masturbating.
Nick's friend Charlie Horse fucked him in the ass so good he busted another man's ass.
The human centipede.
You were the lucky Pierre.
Yeah. If you're only masturbating and you develop a wrist injury and you need a little extra push to get to Cumtown, Super Speciosa's Kratom will get you there. You can come easy and hard with Kratom. Mm. Kratom is the secret supplement that influencers don't want you to know about.
No, sir.
Why are they hoarding it for themselves? Kratom is a great pre-workout supplement. What new things can you do at the gym now that you take Kratom and have all this extra energy? Kratom helps you write jokes.
Oh yeah, we've been. You guys could probably tell we took a lot of Kratom before this episode.
Yeah, it's a super leaf. Its cousin coffee is just brown water, and as you know, brown means bad. And
right,
I'm not gonna go. Kratom is like a lost family member that was recently discovered on 23andMe, and now is only now getting the credit it rightfully deserves. Kratom comes in tea, powder, and capsules that you can put anywhere in your pocket, in your backpack, in your suitcase.
In your pussy.
It's very funny to imagine somebody still using a suitcase.
I kind of want one.
A suitcase?
What do you mean suitcase?
Like a big old...
A briefcase?
Like, no, like a big fucking, like a...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Instead of like a roller bag?
Yeah.
Well, you consider that a suitcase too, though. What would you call that?
A roller bag.
No, it's a suitcase. It's a rolly suitcase.
Is that what you call them?
I think so.
Yeah.
If I Google the word fucking suitcase right now, I bet you those fuckers come up.
Probably. I just, instantly in my mind, I imagine like the big...
with the handle that you carry, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like a square. Like a bigger briefcase.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. See, you Google search suitcase, they all have fucking wheels.
Yeah.
Dude.
I guess I call that like luggage or... Yeah, no, I guess they all
have that. I call my dick.
Well, you know, I mean, I think outside of the box is somebody that uses Super Leaf.
Yep.
That's Kratom from Super Speciosa is 100% all natural. There's not any of that fucking bullshit Nestle, you know, fucking Enron kind of.
Is what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Luggage.
Kratom can help improve your mood, deliver energy, and reduce pain. Kratom helps people feel better. Kratom is also used to relieve stress and take the edge off. Every batch of Super Speciosa has a QR code to scan and view the exact lab certificate so you can suck my dick. Mm-hmm. If you're not completely satisfied, Super Speciosa will give you your money back. You hear that, folks? Money back guarantee. So Super Speciosa wants you to come again with unlimited use of their 20% off promo code Cumtown. Cumtown, one word. Go to getsuperleaf.com/cumtown for 20% off your entire order. That's getsuperleaf.com/cumtown, promo code Cumtown. This time it's listed as two words, so you're going to have to try both.
Try both, you fucking pricks.
But you can always go to getsuperleaf.com/cumtown, and I think it'll apply it automatically.
Yep.
And if it doesn't, please do not call the Moon Tower Comedy Festival and ask them if I won the little dick contest and I got fucked in my ass by Charlie Horse.
That's a good way to pretend you're not gay. Say, I got Charlie Horse in my ass all the time.
Yeah.
You would need a boyfriend named Charlie Horse.
Yeah.
And you could be like, I got a Charlie Horse in my ass and my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And my hands.
What were we just talking about before that? Before we were talking about the Kratom thing.
Oh, we were talking about a Puerto Rican...
the Guatemalan in the Heights movie.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty... Oh, no.
Dominican Republic.
Yeah, it was...
I hope you're going to
see the Rocky Horror Latino show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was good for me.
I put some Mofongo in my ass.
I'm a transsexual, trans-Panamanian fucking guy who sucks dick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
What are some other musicals? Wicked?
The Phantom of the Opera?
Wicked, a musical?
Yeah, I don't know what Wicked's about. I think
it's about
a prequel?
The witch from Snow White, if she...
No. It's not.
It's about the Wicked Witch of the West.
There we go.
If she had had a penis.
She had a bigger pussy.
She had a big old pussy.
She had big tits and a big pussy.
She got crushed by her house and then her dick curled up. Dick like curled up.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Damn, I would fuck a green bitch with big tits and a green penis.
Honestly, dude.
I don't care.
You know, I'm thinking about it, and it's like if that green bitch was banging,
mm-hmm.
even though she had the fucked up face.
Oh yeah. In fact, I might like it.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, let's Google image green witch tits.
You look at her and she looks like, you know, she's like, oh, my dad does some finance shit. I don't even know what it is.
Right.
And so to make up for it, I'm just like sucking dick and I go to Tish.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I wonder who the actress was. I wonder what she looked like. She's probably not that hot, honestly.
Well, time for that classic moment in Cumtown where we look up...
We both Google something at the same time.
Yeah, actually the witch looks worse than I'm remembering.
Some bitch named Margaret Hamilton. Ugh! I'll take it back. Mm-hmm. Although Idina Menzel played her in Wicked, and I would fuck Idina Menzel. Mila Kunis played her in some bullshit version.
Mila Kunis is a funny name.
Miss Piggy, I'd fuck Miss Piggy. Mary J. Blige, yep.
Mila Kunis. Yeah. Oh, me like you pussy. me like you penis.
Me like penis.
Me like penis.
Me like penis.
This is an Indian guy. Me like penis.
Me like
penis. My name is me like penis.
Me like penis. Yeah, I take it back. The bitch that played Margaret Hamilton could actually not get it.
Here's a different Margaret Hamilton from MIT from back in the day. As an American computer scientist, systems engineer, and business. I think is this who you're looking at?
No, that bitch is hotter than the actress that played the Wicked Witch of the West. What is the fucking Wizard of Oz? Who the fuck wrote that shit?
Francis Scott Dorner.
Yep. I'm looking it up right now. It's Francis Scott Dorner.
Oh, yeah. This woman is hideous. But, I don't know.
She actually looked better with the fucking nose on.
Yeah.
In that picture, she didn't look that
bad. Maybe
on
like just a sloppy weekend. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just,
Oh, I'm not saying I haven't fucked worse looking women than her. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Come on, I know how the fucking world works, man. Mm-hmm. Let me see that pic. Yeah, I guess I could fuck her with that little bonnet on.
The bonnet.
Feel like I'm fucking the maid. Mm-hmm. Like the way Arnold fucked his ugly maid.
Yeah.
I'd feel like I was bonding with Arnold.
She's really barely hanging on in a lot of these pictures.
Yep.
Margaret Hamilton, we're going to have to keep you in the time machine.
Sorry, Margaret Hamilton.
I mean, out of the time machine.
Out of the time machine. No one's coming back for that weird pussy.
Yeah.
You got to think her pussy was not well maintained.
Dude, I would like, if I had a time machine, I would immediately go back to biblical times and just come out with a big beard and my staff out of my time machine and be like, God said all the women have to suck my dick.
All the women, if you went biblical times, they'd probably be fucking heinous though, dude.
Yeah, but
like
I would
cave bitches.
I could trick them into thinking I was God.
Did they even know how to suck dick back then?
Of course. They're probably getting nasty with it.
Yeah, the sodomites, I suppose.
They probably had to have, like, the basis of all religion is that people were fucking too much and got, like, just wild STDs, and they're like, we got to make up some kind of rules.
To stop people from
fucking
sucking.
To stop this, because my dick fell off from getting too much pussy, and I don't want this to happen to other people. And
yeah.
So we got to figure out, we're going to put it on women.
Right, of course.
But we all get one, you know. I don't want to be the one just not. So we all get one pussy, I guess, and we can.
Everyone
still,
gets dibs on one pussy.
We can still cheat a little bit, but they're not allowed to fuck other guys.
They
because
can't even. No.
Their hole fills with dick dirt, where I can beat my dick down the river.
Yep.
I take my dick down the river, slap it around the rocks.
Get
a little
all
bit.
The pussy residue off it.
I'm clean. What's she doing with that fucking hole?
That hole, you can't. What are you going to dig the pussy, the dick dirt out? No, yeah. Thanks. It gets inside you.
Yeah.
It gets in your pussy cavern.
It
becomes gets in your pussy walls.
It becomes a party. Well, maybe once we invent the Bronze Age, I can make a little tool to look up in there and figure out what's going on. In fact, that's going to be my job. I've decided that now, as long as we're delegating everything. I'm both the clown and the priest of society, but also
the
guy who OBGYN.
Looks in the pussies. Yeah.
That's my role.
I wouldn't want that. I think you're really... You're not thinking about how clean everyone is back. Like, those pussies were fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
The pubic hair was wild. They smelled bad.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else gets to look in them, if you want to ask me.
Mm-hmm.
It is funny
so
that...
So this is what you'd rather go back to?
I didn't say that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a particularly unattractive woman. That's so funny. They were like, yeah, we need a witch.
Yeah, you guys find the ugliest bitch you can.
Get just an absolute fucking disaster.
We're going to paint a green.
Where it's like trying your best. There's nothing cute about it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
At least she was alive back then, though, you know?
As opposed to what?
She'd get work as an ugly... Even ugly bitches on TV now have to be hot.
Well, that was funny, that movie... What was the Ari Aster movie before... Inception or Midsummer. Ari Aster movie.
I don't know.
Hereditary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The little girl in Hereditary. Like casting that and being like, yeah, we need a monster.
We need a fucked up looking bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. She's been in other stuff, hasn't she?
Who?
The Hereditary girl.
No.
I think she has been, bro. Millie Shapiro.
Oh, interesting name. Damn, that just goes to show you. Even if you look like that.
She has also played Sally Brown in an off-Broadway production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Even if you look like that, as long as you got the right kind of name. That'll
You get to sneak on in.
Yeah, I'm not going to say any more. But you know exactly what
you guys can read between the lines. You guys can draw you can connect the dots on a shape.
Yeah,
maybe it's some kind of star.
There's two triangles intersecting.
We can't say for sure.
Yeah,
but perhaps.
Now I'm looking at track balls.
Oh yeah,
let's go find bitches from what I like to call a blast in the past.
Okay.
How about that? A blast in the past, and it's Brendan Fraser. He's like, golly, I made a time machine so I can go rape women from 60 years ago.
Okay.
And he nuts in them, and then he meets
his son
who's the same age.
His great-grandfather, great-grandson or whatever.
Who's the same age as him.
Does he look like him?
Yeah. And he's like, you raped my mom. And he's like, well, that was a long time ago.
Well, I had a machine. It didn't really feel like it.
Yeah, and he's like, well, in your time, it's only been 2 weeks. And it's like, yeah, well, that's as long as it took for me to feel guilty and get over it. So maybe when you make your own time machine, son.
Yeah.
Then you can.
You don't get it, pal. I made the time machine. I get the pussy.
I'm the time machine.
That was the deal.
Time machine talks, pussy walks. Those are the rules that we came up with.
The rules of time travel. Time machine talks, pussy walks, pal.
So, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. That'd be a great movie.
It would be really good.
Blast in the past?
Blast in the past.
Yeah.
About all the women that I guess you're assaulting.
Mm-hmm. Or George N. the Jungle. And it's about,
I think, no, I don't know about
well,
that
hold
one.
On, hear me out. It's about okay. a guy named, it's George, Brendan Fraser, and he invents a time machine so he can, but the time machine also travels, it's not just time travel, also goes to different places.
Okay.
So he sets the machine to go to the jungle back in like the 1930s or whatever, back mm-hmm. before it had been deforestized.
Yep.
And he lives in the current time. And, you know, you can't really get away with using the N-word now.
Sure.
So he uses a time machine to go to a secluded jungle back in the 1930s.
Right, because he wants to say it, but in an ethical way.
Well, scream it, yeah, in a jungle. Back while
does hit. It have to be a jungle?
Well, yeah, that's why it's Georgia and the jungle.
Okay.
It's like a George Collins.
Why does he, can I ask you this? Why does he want it to be the jungle?
Because that's the name of the movie.
Okay.
Why does he have to do it in the jungle?
Does he have, my question is, does he have racist motivations for the jungle?
No, he just wants to scream the word somewhere.
And he thinks the jungle is the safest place?
He thinks the jungle in the 1930s during the rise of fascism and Hitler.
That's, he's got one. He's got, they're like, all right, we can send one well, guy they, back to the 30s. Yeah, and he
that's the thing is,
he
stole the time machine technology. So that it was being developed to go back in time and stop Hitler and the Holocaust.
Right.
But it drops you off. It has to go to a secluded place in the jungle because it will fuck up the time thread.
Right, of course.
If there's any evidence of you, like, you can't just show up in Berlin, people are going to be like, oh, time travel's real.
Right.
You're like, yeah, I have to kill or stop Hitler.
Right.
Because then, you know, Hitler was planning for that. A lot of people don't know the Nazis, their number one thing was like, somebody's going to come back in time and try to stop this.
Yeah.
So that was actually, a lot of people now, they get into this thing about like, oh, did the Russians actually win World War II? No. It was, Nazi Germany was so worn down by internal time traveler battles that they didn't have the effort to really engage on the Western Front.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, okay, so George.
George has to, he steals a time machine, and he goes, he just gets in it, and it takes him to a jungle in the 1930s, and he doesn't understand why he's there, because he actually never learned about the Holocaust.
He was too busy wanting to say the N-word.
Yeah, I mean, he's a simple guy with simple pleasures. And so he's like, well, I guess they sent me back here to scream the N-word in the jungle. And he's doing that, and then, you know, an explorer is like, good Lord, sir, what the devil are you doing? And he's like, I don't know. I got in this thing. I think it's a time machine. I'm from the year 2021, and you're not allowed to say the N-word in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I stole this time machine from Harvard, or like Jewish Harvard or whatever. And because in the future, Harvard, all the school, they stop pretending.
Yeah.
And they're like, now society will name its kings. And so things are named like Jewish Harvard or Jeffrey Epstein, Microsoft.
Yeah, because Bill wanted to honor his dead friend.
Yeah, he left his wife to have sex with Jeffrey Epstein.
Whoa, for That's real?
That's why they got divorced, is because Bill Clinton or Bill
Gates.
Bill Gates and Bill Clinton were having satanic gay sex.
Triple gay sex with Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah. And then once that ended, he was like, well, there's no point in pretending to be married anymore. Anyways, what was the other dumb thing I was walking through?
George and the Jungle?
George and the Jungle. And the British guy, you know, and he's like, well, who are you? And he's like, well, I'm Lord Sherlock Holmes.
Well, you're...
Is it your Sherlock Holmes? Or
I'm
Sherlock Holmes.
Well, I'm Captain.
Because
Sherlock
you're Sherlock
Holmes.
Holmes-o.
Well, I'm Captain Sherlock Holmes.
Well, I'm Sherlock Holmes. Well, brother. Hey, I'm Sherlock.
Well,
Holmes.
I'm Captain Sherlock Holmes. And he's like, aren't you that guy that beat his wife, Amber Heard? And he's like, a fellow time traveler.
Wait, so this is Johnny Depp?
And he's hiding out.
Trying to escape.
He's hiding out in the 30s, and he's like, just a little thing about the time travel. You're not supposed to tell people about time traveling. It's okay with me because I'm also from the future.
Right, right.
And I stole the time machine from Jewish UCLA. And they all go back to the 30s because they're supposed to stop Hitler. Because
they've completely programmed it to stop the Holocaust.
Yeah, but the kid just drops you in this jungle, which I've been using to pretend to be my character, Captain Sherlock Holmes. And you're clearly here to just scream the N-word. But together, we can team up. And this is where you actually get a story out of the thing.
I love that.
We can team up to combine our interests, and you can say the N-word, but in like a pirate character.
Right.
And so then he becomes Blackbeard, the N-word saying pirate of the
mm-hmm.
jungle.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so are they going to stop Hitler, or are they just chilling out?
No, neither of them really have any particular interest in stopping Hitler because they saw what happened to UCLA and Harvard. And they're like, well, maybe
he gets another chance.
Yeah, maybe we'll just, like, obviously Hitler is going to fail anyways.
Right.
What is that? But go back in time and stop Hitler. And it's like, stop Hitler from what? They lost the war.
I think you could say he did a nice amount of damage while losing the war, though.
Like what?
Well, I think you could say the Holocaust.
Yeah, but the Jews won the Holocaust.
I wouldn't say they won. I mean, I wouldn't use the phrase the Jews won.
Well, they
the
won.
Holocaust.
The camps got shut down. Saying to go back in time to stop Hitler so that what? Okay, so now the premise is we need to invent time travel so no Jew ever dies, ever. That's your argument.
I think there's a stark difference between a Jew dying of natural causes and 6 million being rounded up into camps.
Let me get this straight. That's to stop Hitler from doing what exactly?
Because just the guy at the time travel meeting. Okay. Oh, there's no other stuff we could do with it.
That's the thing, is to stop a guy that we know failed.
He failed. Oh, but I guess the Twin Towers did go down, but that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
We shouldn't stop that from happening.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we see who runs everything here.
Yeah. Yep. That makes sense to me. I'm over here saying we could very easily go get different type of pussy. We can go see what pussy was like.
No one wants to try and see what 1910s Malaysian pussy was like.
It's all this like, let's assassinate people and all this fucking evil shit. The cause of problems that we're in right now. I'm saying we go back to fucking 1412 and get some like,
Saxon pussy.
Some Saxon, yeah, dude. I'm trying to go to the Globe Theater and sexually assault women on stage and make the audience think it's part of a play. And then I steal off into the night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to steal off into the night.
Look, everyone says people used to be shorter.
Yeah.
Shorter people probably have smaller pussies.
Yeah.
Send me back to ancient Greece. Let me fuck a little tiny ancient pussy.
What if their dicks were small? What if I have like a...
I have the biggest dick of all time?
What if in 10,000 BC I'm just a fucking monster?
Yeah. What if I'm... Send me back. I want to be the Peter North of prehistoric fucking...
Send me back there, dude. What if I'm blowing the biggest loads they've ever seen? And this is how I made it onto the board of Jewish Harvard.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate here. Yeah. And how about this? Okay. Send me back to fucking ancient Japan.
Yeah.
Now it's now I got double the advantage.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I want to go, but send me back to 1963. And I want to see if I can get my penis in one of the frames of the Zapruder film.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome. I would love to. You know what? I've changed my mind on the biblical pussy thing, dude. You were right this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you almost, it was, this was almost like you had the answer, and then we had to solve for it.
Yeah.
We had to prove how you get back.
Wait,
there.
Wait, what came around for you?
The fact that your dick is probably much bigger. And,
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. As rank as that pussy probably is, mm-hmm. it would be cool to have the biggest dick.
Yeah, they had to fuck through sheets.
Yeah.
And you think about who's closest to biblical times. Probably the Hasids.
No, they're not at all.
Yeah.
No, they're like from the 1800s.
Yeah, but that's closer to biblical times. Who else is older?
The Amish, maybe?
The Amish and the Hasids are the same thing.
Yeah, you're right. They're Christian Hasids and Jewish Amish.
Well, I got to blow my nose again. So if you want, you go to cum.town. Buy t-shirts or patreon.com/cum.
Yeah, go to patreon.com/cumtown. Go to stabby.biz. We'll be announcing some tour. We'll be announcing some new shirts. All the good shit over there. And go to Rochester this weekend, please. We could really use you. It's my first weekend out on the road. I would love to see as many people there as possible. Bye, you fuckers.